5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I always knew it would catch up with me. But not today. Not like this. The click of a shutter woke me more than the sun ever did. I was reading The Decay of Lies by Weil, sprawled poolside when a shadow cut across the page. I looked up. A drone. Matte black. Small. A lens shimmered underneath. It clicked again. Right at me.
Hey!
I yelled, standing abruptly.
What the?
The drone zipped over the pool, hovering above my wife as she floated on her back, arms splayed like a cross. Another series of clicks.
Go away!
She shrieked, flailing as the drone dipped lower. I grabbed the book like a fly swatter and lunged at it, swinging. The damn thing darted back, then shot off past the trees lining our fence. I didn't think. I ran, barefoot through the side gate, heart pounding like it owed someone money. The drone zipped down the cul-de-sac, dancing around branches and power lines. Then took a sudden right, vanishing into a shed behind the last house in the street. The door was open. A second later, it wasn't. I slowed as I reached the lawn. No movement, no sound. Just that shed, like a mouth waiting to bite. I walked up, blood rushing in my ears. The handle turned easily. Inside was darkness. I stepped in, the smell of old wood and metal. No sign of the drone. I took one step further. Click. The door shut behind me. No handle inside. What the hell? I muttered, turning and pounding on the door.
Hey, anybody out there?
Silence. Then a whir. A projector flickered to life above me. A pale rectangle lit up the wall. It played me. Us. My wife and I. In bed. On the kitchen counter. In the pool. Places I thought were ours. Then. Him. Elliot. My assistant. My mistake. My ruin. Me in his apartment. Me doing things with him in the backseat of my car. Me drunk and mumbling secrets. It played everything. And then a message. Stark and white. transfer all financial accounts, liquid assets, and properties to Emily S. Greaves within 30 minutes, or the contents of this footage go viral. We have access to all devices. Don't test us. I froze. Jesus. Emily, is this you? No response. I tried the door again, but it wouldn't budge. I pulled out my phone. No service. Another message blinked. Bluetooth is active. Send the transfer document using DocuSign now. Timer begins. The countdown began. 29:59. Whoever was behind this had thought of everything. No bluffs, just hard execution. I opened the app. I sent the goddamn assets, bank accounts, trust funds, the downtown property. All of it, signed and sealed. When I clicked send, the projector died. The door creaked open. I stumbled into daylight, blinking like I'd returned from another world. When I got home, she was gone. So was her phone. So was every trace of her. I collapsed on the couch, then tried calling her. The line rang once, then disconnected. The next day, the bank confirmed the transfer had gone through. The house was no longer mine. Nothing was. That night, I did what any man would do. I drank, but by morning, I had a plan. The trail started with the shed. I returned this time with gloves and a crowbar. It was empty, cleaner than a dentist's office, but I found a small USB drive hidden under a floorboard near the back. It was labeled, version 3, final cut, inside, footage, drone footage, edited, watermarked, with tags. It was prepped for viral upload. I traced the file metadata. Whoever did this used a mass VPN, but the watermark had an encoded signature, likely from the editing software. I knew a guy. Zeke was an ex-cyber forensics nerd who now ran a vape shop near Venice. I paid him in crypto and bourbon. After a few hours, he whistled. Whoever edited this used a cracked version of Cinenode Pro, but they slipped. There's an account ID burned into the core registry. Can you trace it? He typed. It leads to a machine registered under a pseudonym, but it was accessed twice from a hotel Wi-Fi in Santa Monica. What hotel? He grinned. The Marlow. I booked a room there that night, flirted with the front desk, bribed the concierge. Room 304 had been booked under a woman named Anne Shelley, classic Emily, borrowing from the Brontes. My wife was always one for dramatics. But when I asked for security footage, the manager stiffened.
There's no footage from that week. Systems were under maintenance.
Sure. I checked out the shed house again, talked to the neighbors, the owner, an old man who died 6 months ago. House was listed as temporarily unoccupied on the registry. Probably squatted by whoever planned this. So either she had help, or she hired professionals. I found her 3 days later. She was in Scottsdale, Arizona, staying at a boutique hotel called the Dandelion Inn. I don't know how I found her. Gut. Obsession. Or maybe because deep down, I knew she'd go somewhere with bad wine and minimalist art. I watched her from the parking lot. She looked happy, free, laughing with some man. Tall, tan, moneyed. My blood turned to acid. I waited until she was alone in her room. Then I knocked. She opened the door and froze. You look like shit, she said. You stole everything.
No, I reclaimed everything. You lied to me for 2 years.
I stepped in. She didn't stop me. You could have just left.
And let you keep the beach house, the inheritance, the lies? No, I gave you my best years while you were screwing your secretary. Don't act surprised when I use your secrets against you. I learned it from the best.
My fist clenched. She walked to the window, calm as winter. You want revenge? Go ahead, expose me. What do they say? That a woman outwitted her lying, cheating, closeted husband and took back what was rightfully hers? You set me up. You gave me the pieces. I just arranged them. I stared at her. My wife. The woman who once wept when we adopted a puppy that died a week later. The same woman who now orchestrated a psychological hostage play like it was art. You're not done, I said. She smirked. You never knew what I was capable of. She handed me a key. To what? There's a storage unit down the road. Go look. Then decide if you really want to play this game. I drove there in a daze. The place was gray and half empty. Unit 117. Inside, monitors, computers, drone parts, wires, hard drives, an entire operation, and one monitor still playing raw footage from a hidden camera, from my house. She had been watching me for months. Every room, every word. She knew everything. I drove back to the hotel. She was gone. Weeks passed, then months. No legal recourse worked. The assets were now protected under irrevocable trust, and she had lawyers, ruthless ones. I started over. New city, new name. Stripped of everything but the truth I couldn't tell anyone. But some nights, when the wind howls just right, and the air smells of chlorine, I swear I hear the buzz of a drone overhead. Click. And I wonder if the next video is already playing somewhere. Of late, large drones have been seen flying over New Jersey and New York City, but it's unclear who is controlling them. The drones are about 6 feet wide and have been spotted flying at night, sometimes with their lights off, raising concerns among locals and officials. The FBI is looking into the situation and has asked the public for videos or photos. Most sightings are in New Jersey, though some occurred in New York City and Pennsylvania. Authorities believe the drones do not pose a safety threat, and officials at a DHS briefing stated they likely are not flown by hobbyists. It was Kevin's idea to go to the concert. His girlfriend Tracy did not want to go. She hated electronic music, and the idea of spending all night in the woods made her skin crawl. But when Kevin got an idea in his head, he wouldn't back down. They'd been dating for 2 years, and he almost always got his way. It was so frustrating. Tracy would have broken up with him a long time ago if he hadn't had his health problems. She would have felt guilty for dumping someone while he was recovering from all those surgeries, so she just suffered in silence. Thankfully, she was able to convince him to invite their friend Jay to come with them. He was against the idea, but if she was going to suffer through this damn concert, then she wanted someone else there to share in the pain. Kevin didn't like Jay too much. He always got jealous of his girlfriend's male friends, but he gave in. So the three of them attended the concert. Kevin was obviously having more fun than Tracy and Jay, but overall it wasn't too bad. After hours of dancing and hanging out, Tracy noticed that Kevin had gotten really pale. "Are you okay? You took your meds, right?"
"Yeah, just a little lightheaded. Do you mind if we get some fresh air?"
They were already outside, so they didn't need fresh air, but Tracy knew what he meant. She guided him deeper in the woods, away from the thumping music. Kevin sat on a stump and was able to recover his strength. He was going to be fine. Tracy and Jay gave him some time alone so they could talk.
"Is he always like this?"
"Yeah."
"Jesus, Trace, you're his girlfriend, not his caregiver."
Tracy assured him that she and Kevin were very happy together, but he could tell from her expression that she didn't really mean that. He knew that the only reason she was still with Kevin was because she'd feel too guilty to leave him. Moonlight shined down on them and Jay leaned a bit closer. There was a definite tension in the air. Tracy couldn't help but look into Jay's handsome face and wish that he'd kiss her. Jay was so much better looking than Kevin. He was funnier too, more caring. God, if Kevin weren't in the picture, she could be with someone as perfect as Jay. And she knew well that Jay wanted her as much as she wanted him. They didn't kiss, though. They just looked at each other, enjoying the moment, until they heard noises behind them. Tracy thought it was just some animal, but Jay disagreed.
"That's Kevin. Why is he wandering off?"
He charged deeper into the woods, trying to catch their friend before he got lost. Tracy struggled to keep up. They followed the noises for a couple minutes, shouting out Kevin's name. Tracy felt really guilty. Did Kevin see how close she and Jay were standing? Did he get jealous and wander off? That definitely sounded like him. Finally, they caught up to Kevin in a clearing behind the concert stage.
"I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
But it wasn't Kevin. It was some animal hiding in the bushes. Probably a rabbit or a raccoon. They couldn't see clearly. Whatever it was, it definitely wasn't Kevin. Tracy wasn't mad at Jay for the mistake. He meant well. They retraced their steps and went back to the stump where they left Kevin. But he wasn't there. Tracy started to panic. Jay assured her that he probably went back to the concert. But when they re-entered the crowd, they couldn't find Kevin anywhere. They asked around, but no one had seen them. It was the middle of the night. The wind was getting stronger and colder. Tracy wanted to continue their search, but Jay convinced her to go with him to their cabin and start the search in the morning. He argued that if they went back out there, they'd get lost too. So the two of them went to their cabin and spent the night together. The whole time, Tracy was racked with guilt. Her boyfriend was so sickly. He might not survive the night by himself. That scared Tracy. But what really scared her was that deep down, she secretly hoped he wouldn't survive. Jay curled into bed with her and wrapped his strong arms around her. He wanted to comfort her, nothing more. She fell asleep in his arms. While they were sleeping, Kevin was wandering around the woods. He heard the concert music in the distance, using that as his guide back to safety. Unfortunately, whenever he thought he was following the music, he just got more lost. He heard growling all around him. He saw shining eyes staring from shadows. He tripped on roots and snagged his shirt on sharp branches. He was terrified and very lightheaded. After his surgeries, his doctors made him promise not to overexert himself. No sports, no prolonged physical activities, no stress. That was the reason he wanted to go to this concert in the first place. To experience some excitement without putting too much strain on his heart. And now he was under more strain than ever. He felt like giving up. He wanted to sit down and go to sleep. That was what his doctors would have told him to do. But he kept thinking about Tracy, and that kept him going. She was the love of his life, and he needed to get back to her. So he continued trudging through the darkness, for hours and hours, until the first rays of sunlight cut through the trees. Finally, he found their rental cabin. He felt so proud of himself. He'd survived the night. He'd proven to himself that he wasn't some sickly loser. He was a survivor. And once Tracy saw him, she'd know that he was still the strong, healthy man that she'd fallen in love with. He pushed the cabin door open, feeling confident for the first time since he got sick. And saw Tracy sleeping in Jay's arms.
Oh my God. No, why?
He sucked in air, clutched his overworked heart, and dropped dead. That one image was too much for him. In the year 2018, human remains discovered in Michigan have been identified as Kevin Graves, 28. Who went missing 6 years ago. Graves from Highland Township was last seen on July 1st, 2018, at the Electric Forest Music Festival in Rothbury. He reportedly argued with his girlfriend before heading to his tent, but he was never seen again. Hunters recently found the remains in a wooded area near the festival grounds, along with Graves' wallet, ID, and festival wristband. Michigan State Police confirmed no signs of foul play, though the cause of death remains undetermined. Extensive searches in 2018, involving dogs, volunteers, and divers, had yielded no leads. In 2023, a billboard sought information about his disappearance. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Buchert expressed hope for answers, offering the family some closure. I never imagined my life would come to this. Hiding behind a cabinet in the back of a jewelry store, crouched low with my mouth pressed against my hand to keep the sound of my breath from betraying me. The air was stale, humming with the low buzz of fluorescent lights and the faint scent of expensive perfume, probably from the last customer who walked in before all this went sideways. I was sweating through my shirt, not because of fear. At least, that's what I told myself. But because I had made a series of terrible decisions. And the worst of them was falling for a woman who craved diamonds more than love. Her name was Eliza, model perfect, with eyes that could melt titanium, and legs that went on for miles. She sold me a dream of passion and danger, but all she ever really wanted was what sparkled. She wore Victoria's Secret like armor, seduced like a siren, and wouldn't let me lay a hand on her unless I showed up with something from Cartier, Tiffany's, or Harry Winston. I worked a cushy consultant job in Midtown Manhattan. I made good money. But Eliza, she devoured it. Every month ended with me broke, wondering how I'd pay rent. One day, something in me cracked. "What do you even see in jewelry?" I asked her over dinner once, tossing a velvet box on the table. She didn't even glance up. "It's not the jewelry, babe. It's the power, the attention, that feeling of being worth it." So I decided to understand it, not by reading some bullshit article in Cosmo, but by spending time where the obsession began, the showroom floor. I convinced the owner of Marlon Rose, a swanky Fifth Avenue boutique, to let me shadow him under the guise of writing a business article. He was flattered, the idiot. I spent weeks watching customers come and go, studying the shine in their eyes when they saw something glitter. I watch women swoon, men gulp down their guilt and swipe credit cards to buy forgiveness in the shape of gold and sapphires. I watched it all, and I started planning. It was supposed to be clean. Get in, get the haul, disappear. I knew their routines, security loopholes, even the code to the vault. But there was one thing I hadn't accounted for. I wasn't the only one watching. That night, everything went to hell. I slipped in after hours. The back door clicked open exactly like I expected it to. The cleaning crew had left. The alarm system had its usual 3-minute delay before activation. I moved fast. In and out. That's what I told myself. But then the footsteps started. Not mine. Not a guard. Slow. Calculated. A rhythm I didn't recognize. I panicked and hid behind the cabinet. Hands over my mouth, heart pounding like a jackhammer. Then I saw him. Tall, wiry, in a black hoodie and gloves. He moved like he belonged there. His eyes scanned the room, like he knew it even better than I did. And that's when I saw it. The glint of a knife at his waist. "Shit," I whispered. This wasn't a robbery. This was a cleanup. And that's when I saw it. The glint of a knife at his waist. This wasn't a robbery. This was a cleanup. My eyes locked onto the open door across the office space. I recognized it. Marlowe's private vault room. If I made it there, I could lock the hydraulic door from the inside. The man hadn't seen me yet. I plotted the path in my head. I bolted. Tables, chairs, a coat rack that nearly tripped me over. The man shouted some words I couldn't make out, but his feet pounded after mine. I reached the hallway. A body lay crumpled at the vault entrance. My stomach turned. It was Marlowe. Throat cut clean. Blood pooled beneath his head like dark ink. I didn't stop. Something on the floor caught the light. Keys, maybe. A ring. I didn't care. I glanced at my watch. 5:58 p.m. I had 2 minutes before the silent alarm auto-activated. That gave me a window. Barely. I jumped over the corpse and flung myself into the vault. The lights inside were off. Pitch black. I twisted and pushed my back against the door. forcing it to close. It hissed and whooshed with that unmistakable hydraulic sound. There were footsteps right behind me, a final dash, but I was faster. The door sealed with a click. Silence fell. I slumped against the door, heart rattling in my chest, letting out a sob I didn't know I had in me. It echoed softly in the blackness. Scared of the dark? The voice wasn't mine. It came from the black. Cold. Smooth. Female. I froze. My hand searched blindly for anything. My phone. A weapon. A damn flashlight. Who's there? I whispered. You think you're the only one who planned this? Then came the flash. Silver. A blade. I twisted, but not fast enough. Pain sliced across my shoulder. I screamed. A short, broken sound. Then, silence. When I came to, I was lying on the vault floor, blood seeping into my sleeve. The vault door was open and morning light flooded in. She was gone. So was everything else. The shelves were bare. Empty velvet boxes scattered like forgotten prayers. Every diamond, gone. I stumbled out into the hallway. Marla's body was gone too. So was the man in the hoodie. Later, the cops told me they found Marlo's car abandoned near the Hudson. No signs of a struggle. Just a single sapphire earring in the passenger seat.
Do you know anything about this?
The detective asked. I shook my head. I was just writing a story. He stared at me for a moment.
You're lucky to be alive.
Maybe I was. But I knew the truth. I'd been a pawn. Eliza had whispered once that she had a sister in the business. I thought she meant modeling. Turns out she meant the kind of business that bleeds. I never saw her again. A month later, her Instagram went dark. No trace, no trail. Just a new account under a different name. Dark Glint. She posted once, a close-up of a diamond-studded dagger. Caption, worth it. I deleted my account and moved to Montana. Where no one wears diamonds, and no one calls me babe. In the real-world incident, a man was trapped in a jewelry vault in New York City overnight after firefighters had to stop their rescue for safety reasons. The vault opened on its own Wednesday morning. The fire department was called after the man got trapped while trying to access a safe deposit box in the World Diamond Tower. Firefighters communicated with him through a security camera. After 10 hours, they decided not to break through the vault's walls to avoid harming him. He was freed unharmed when the doors opened at 7 a.m.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.